As the curve for COVID-19 appears to be flattening, we're going to be entering a new era of life as we know it. What will change and what will go back to the way things were? With the major Bitcoin halving approaching, it's anyone's guess. And with Microsoft patenting a cryptocurrency system that uses body data activity, many have reasons to be both excited and fearful. Rich Dad Poor Dad author says coronavirus will send Bitcoin parabolic, but Ross Ulbrook says Bitcoin could fall to $3,200. Crypto bribery, scamming, and Craig Wright are also in the same news and in the same breath. It's a full show as we're just now a little over a week away from Virtual Blockchain Week, so all aboard the Bad Crypto Express for our Bad News episode number 396 of the Bad Crypto Podcast. Who's bad? And the Bad Crypto Express pulling in to the station here for another episode of our Bad News show. And hello, Mr. Travis Wright. How are you?
I am in an interesting mood, Mr. Joel Kahn. This episode right here is going to be, we're going to be talking about some things. I think it'll be interesting to our folks to want to tune in to this one.
And stuff. Let's talk about things and stuff.
Both of those things, yeah.
All those things, yeah. It might get a little weird in here today, gang, but it's going to be current. It's going to be relevant. Relevant?
Yeah.
A relevant is a relevant elephant.
That's true. Everybody likes those.
But first of all, shout out to our sponsor who makes this show possible, MobiPay.io. If you haven't checked out their site yet and participated in the beta, they want to give you $10 in MBX tokens. You're going to be able to send and spend money and digital currency worldwide from your mobile phone in seconds, even without a bank account. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about making crypto mass adoptable. So go to MobiPay.io, MobiePay.io, sign up for their beta and claim $10 in free MBX tokens. And jumping right into the news, timestamp April 17th, 2020, 10:50 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, where the sun is shining and the snow is melting. Looking at our friends at CoinGecko.com, our favorite place to check out the coin prices by market cap. The market cap is currently close to $203 billion for all cryptos. That now covers 7,107 coins, Mr. Travis Wright.
Yeah, I still look at this, though. The market cap is still under what it was on Thanksgiving 2017.
What was it
then? It was $250 billion on that day.
Super interesting. Bitcoin is 7,051. Ethereum, 170. XRP, almost 19 cents. Tether, a dollar. Bitcoin Cash, 232. Bitcoin SV, 193. Litecoin, $42. EOS, 261. Binance Coin, 1566. And rounding out the top 10, the back and forth between Tezos and OKB. Which is it going to be this week? And the winner is Tezos, $2.11. Not a lot of movement in the top 10 this week in terms of ups and downs.
Yeah, crypto goes up, crypto goes down. Now, some of the big winners in the top 100, Komodo, that is up 31%. I was watching that on my crypto.com app. That was the big winner this week. Hive also won. Celsius went up 25%. Terra, which I've not heard of, up 20%. Quant up about 8%. There's some other ones that went up, some other little small gains. Really, it's like top 10 of them, there's not a whole lot of big movers except those up at the top. So yeah. Interesting week for sure in the land of crypto.
And make sure you guys bookmark CoinGecko. Bobby Ong has been on the show before, and they've just announced that they are going to be a partner for Virtual Blockchain Week. So we're excited to welcome CoinGecko aboard, and Bobby is going to have a short speaking slot to share about what's happening in the crypto market cap.
They always do an amazing update quarterly report on the land of crypto. And so that should be out soon. That's one of the reasons why we like them to be our partner. And I guess it's one of the only independent data resources now since CoinMarketCap got purchased by Binance for $400 million. So
that's right.
Support the independent people out there, folks. CoinGecko.com.
And if you'll go to bitcoinblockhalf.com, we found a new site for the Bitcoin clock. We are now 24 days, 19 hours, and 59 minutes from the block halving. And it looks right now the ETA is May the 12th.
Mm-hmm. Which is closer to my birthday than your birthday.
Yeah, so right now you're winning. So right now the block reward is 12 and a half Bitcoin per block. And when the halving happens, that means the reward is going to drop to 6 1/4 Bitcoin per block. So I don't see how the value of Bitcoin won't go up. It makes sense. It's going to get that much more scarce to mine it, that much more difficult. And so in order for miners to do what miners do, the value, it has to increase. At least that's my common sense approach to it.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling you're going to owe me a dollar, Mortimer.
Trading places. Yeah, I got that. Well, let's jump into our story from Cointelegraph, who, by the way, is our lead media partner for Virtual Blockchain Week. They will be covering all things VBW 2020. And by the way, you guys, when you're talking about Virtual Blockchain Week, that's the hashtag. We've settled on VBW 2020, so use that, and you might appear on our socials page. Mm-hmm. So what do we got here? Ross Ulbricht is still in prison.
Still in prison, and I don't know what kind of, you know, trading tools and, you know, data that he might have, a chart data from prison. But writing from prison, he thinks that the current wave of Bitcoin, incited by a price drop under 4,200, could lead to a bear market. So he's giving what, financial advice from prison?
Well, basically what he's saying is a Bitcoin price that goes down could go down further. I mean, that's
that's true.
That's kind of what, I mean, nobody really knows. Is there anybody in this space that we've, you know, we go back to their predictions and their charts and say, oh, they nailed it?
Well, I mean, it's an emotional game. And, you know, right now, if you'd have talked to anybody, they would have said that Bitcoin right now would probably be well over $10,000. However, they weren't, you know, expecting the Rona to be coming around and ruining things. The Rona ruining.
Rona the Ruiner.
That's, yeah.
I am Rona the Ruiner.
I'm here to ruin all of the things and bring sadness to the land.
Well, meanwhile, here on Bloomberg, there's an article about Mike Novogratz, you know, who has made many predictions about Bitcoin, has been overall very bullish about Bitcoin, and he is staying long on Bitcoin while shorting the stock market. Which is really interesting because, you know, earnings calls are getting ready to hit. Mm. And the numbers are going to be really very sad for some companies. But I think like Netflix and Amazon are going to be like, boom.
Right. There will be some winners. There will be some major losers. Now, this is not financial advice, but as you just mentioned, a lot of companies are going to be talking about their quarterly reports. A lot of those quarterly reports are going to be way down because all of March essentially was a wash, right? Because companies weren't doing anything. So, you know, if I were a betting man, I would think that, you know, if you short the right companies, that could be a potential winner. If you do your own research and figure out which ones you think might drop the most, because when you are talking quarterly projections and then 1/3 of that quarter is a wash, then there could be some serious tankage potentially. But we're not financial advisors. I just say maybe take a look at something.
No, and of course, you know, just yesterday, the president spoke to the nation and said that we're going to start opening up again. Mm-hmm. And the stock market today has reacted positively to that news. I think, you know, it dipped under 20,000, the Dow for a while, and it's approaching 24,000 again. NASDAQ is up. Gold was reacting to the uncertainty and peaked back at like 1,740. Mm. It's now under 1,700. And there's a lot of people I'm watching that are saying, keep your eye on silver, that they're saying it is the most undervalued of the precious metals.
Yeah. In fact, right now, Mr. Joel Kamm, the ratio, gold to silver price ratio now is at its highest point that it's ever been. I saw that it was over 110 to 1. So 1 ounce of silver is 1/110th of gold. That's what it got to. I don't know what it is precisely at this moment because the price has fluctuated a little bit, but it, this week it hit the absolute big. Now, we talked about this before in the show, and I think we even after that, we had some additional news that had popped up that we had talked about that, you know, historically, you know, gold, it, you know, there was a time where gold to silver ratios was 12-1 and then 15-1, 16-1, 20-1. But normally throughout history, over the past 2000-ish years, it's been about 16-1. Right now, it's almost 10 times that lower than that. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Here's what I find super interesting. If you've tried to purchase silver online at, you know, any of the big silver merchants that handle all these precious metals, they are sold out of a lot of the silver rounds that they typically mm-hmm. sell. Silver is like, as of this moment, at $15.31, but you can't buy on the site something they have in stock for less than $19.40 for one coin. That's, mm-hmm. You know, $3 to $4 over the spot price. So
that happens regularly. I mean, that was like that in 2010, 2011, when I was buying lots of silver. And it's just that premium price right there because the fake price is not the real price. And so even if you're paying that $2 to $3 to $5 premium right now, since the price is so depressed, if you can get a silver dollar, I mean, if you can get one of those silver eagles that's 100% silver and it's an ounce, and you can get one of those for under $20, that's, in my mind, it's always been a good deal, right? It's like, oh man, if I $20 or lower, I was buying those things for $40 a pop whenever, you know, silver was, you know, in 2010, 2011, when it had increased all the way up, got up like to $48 or something, and then the bottom tanked out. Again, that's when I should have been buying Bitcoin instead, and I was buying $40 silver. So basically all of my silver that I've, a lot of it, I have like, I've lost like my ass on, so that's great.
There's a short editorial piece you might want to take a look at in our show notes on decrypt.co. All show notes, links for this episode can be found at badco.in/396. And the main thing I want to highlight here is that the U.S. national debt is now over $24 trillion. It's increased $8 trillion in the last year. And the article here goes on to do a little analysis. It's got some quotes in it. If you want to go down that rabbit hole, go check out the show notes and click through to that link.
But I want to tell everyone the economy is huge. Everything's going to be fine. We've only printed $8 trillion. It's no big deal.
Hey, you know, before we get on to going down a very deep rabbit hole, Mr. Travis Wright, want to talk about our show sponsor that wants you to outpace the pandemic. The world is at home practicing social distancing, and there's never been a better time to outdistance the epidemic on the rise. Fear is in many hearts, and taking this disease down in the face of financial collapse can only be done by being proactive. And there is a lot of approaches to this, and pretending it doesn't exist isn't one of them. Wouldn't it be easier? Now let's put a spin on this. Wouldn't it be easier to just sit back and play some games to pass the time while you're on lockdown? And what if playing also meant winning real-world prizes instead of just virtual trophies? The idea is now a reality. As a counterattack to the coronavirus comes the Corona Games, a virtual gaming experience unlike one you've seen before. When everything all around is in downturn, there's no greater moment to offer games with life-changing possibilities. Brought to you by the Corona family, the ones responsible for the beer. And yes, they came up with Corona Games before anybody even knew about the virus. Go to coronagames.com and check it out and play.
All right. So, Mr. Joel Kamm, you know, there's a lot of different interesting theories going on right now. People talking about the pandemic, people talking about, you know, the economy is being crashed. Is Bill Gates evil? Is Bill Gates the savior of the world? You know, he has all this work with the WHO, not the band, because that would be cool, but the World Health Organization. And last night, so, you know, I'm always out there doing my own research, and we have a few triggers that pop up, then pop up news so we can find them for the show. And what I discovered, Mr. Joel Kamm, was on March 26th on this international patent site, And there's a link to this in the show notes for you to take a look at. So Microsoft on March 26th has patented this cryptocurrency system that uses body activity data. Okay.
To do what? To be, so we could become walking miners?
So basically we could become walking miners. And this is what it says from the patent. Human body activity associated with the task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. A server may provide a task to a device of a user, which is communicatively coupled to the server. A sensor communicatively coupled to the device of the user may sense body activity of the user. Body activity data may then be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. The cryptocurrency system, communicatively coupled to the device of the user, may verify if that body activity satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity is verified.
Dude, that is some Black Mirror stuff right there.
It's very interesting. So we've had, there's a lot of really interesting things that have come out. Bill Gates has said, hey, we think everyone in the world should have a vaccine for this coronavirus, right? Now, this vaccine that they've developed actually has some sort of chip in it. And the chip could actually, you could be scanned and tell if you've had that vaccine based on if you have that chip inside of you. That would, this little small little thing that basically is like a little RFID reader. Now, I don't think that it's the microchip from, in the Bible times, but I do think that it is a really interesting, concept. But here's something that's a little bit creepy on this. So this is the number of this particular patent. Dude, you can't be eating chips like that right there on the mic. What are you doing?
I'm putting a chip in me.
Oh, okay.
I'm being chipped.
Okay. I was like, what the hell are you doing? That is completely obnoxious. This is the number of this particular patent. World Order 2020, number 060606.
Get out of here.
That's not a joke.
No.
That is the number of this particular thing.
Where do you? Oh, there it is! Holy mother of end time!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So now imagine this. This is why I started reading through the lines, and I posted this out on Twitter. And I'm like, does this just seem creepy to me? Am I overanalyzing this? Does this just seem super creepy? Because what this seems to me is that so now we have this system where the economy is crashing and nobody has, we're getting Trump bucks airdropped to our bank accounts right now, right? And so reading between the lines, I think of it, it might be something like this. And I've got a little conspiracy theory hat on here, but maybe this is in order to earn your monthly universal basic income digital currency, you must have the latest government mandated patch update from Bill Gates's tech companies and medical companies.
Why would they actually put 060606?
Well, that's maybe the number of just like they happen to be like this was the 6,000th, 60,606th one of the year or something. I don't know.
That is some bizarre stuff right there. There's not much on this particular page, at least on the main one, but I guess you can click in to go deeper. Yeah, there is a whole long description.
Trace, track,
of how this works.
And database, human interactions, financial, medical, and social. That's kind of the grid. And, wow, what convenient timing that we have this coronavirus that could then start. This is the timing on the thing just seems so weird because he's out there. He left Microsoft, right, in like mid-March, and he says, I'm no longer going to be on the board of Microsoft. And instead, I'm pushing this global vaccine and this vaccine system mandated kind of a thing with the WHO. And all of a sudden, Microsoft comes out and says, oh, by the way, we could power a cryptocurrency with this. And wow, and if you have a chip that could power crypto, and they talk about the task that you could do, and they could, if you don't reach this certain criterion, then your chip could get shut off and you couldn't make that crypto. Wow, that is some Black Mirror type of stuff. And that makes my head go.
Love to hear your thoughts on this. You know, make sure and join us on the Bad Crypto Mastermind on Facebook at badco.in/mastermind. And let's see where the conversation goes. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on it.
And join us at the virtualblockchainweek.com. You want to go ahead and check that out. I'm sure some of our speakers are going to be talking about this. This is brand new information. I mean, the patent on this thing was the 26th of March, and I've seen nobody talk about this, Joel. I've never seen one peep until I just went into the patent thing and found it, and I went down a rabbit hole and came across it. I've not heard one media outlet, none of the crypto people that I've seen that I talked to on the tweet had heard of it yet. And that to me is just really, really bizarre. And that's kind of the world we live in right now. Bizarro world.
Well, we're talking about it. Breaking news leading the way here. Everybody's got an opinion, Travis. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki has chimed in on what he thinks the impact of coronavirus will be. And he says that Bitcoin, gold, and silver are going to win big after the pandemic is over. And I basically, you know, it's because he says, quote, the U.S. government printing $10 trillion in fake U.S. to save U.S., Fed printing $10 trillion to save shadow banks. The dollar is in bull market for the moment. When the bear market begins, gold, silver, and Bitcoin will be parabolic. Best investments today. Do not miss out.
Now, the image on this article is awesome because it looks to me it's Luke Skywalker there fighting off the Rona, and he's holding Princess Bitcoin Leia.
Right.
And like, is, I guess Bitcoin's our only hope? Is that what, is that what that is?
It's even got the little ear bun.
She's got the buns on.
Yeah, from the Empire Strikes Back.
That's great. Yeah. So that's one of the thoughts has always been, if the global economy tanks, Bitcoin is an independent asset. That's why I think, man, it's quite possible that Bitcoin is more important now than ever before. If we're going to start having, you know, potential, you know, chips that are tracking us to earn our cryptos, and like, wow, I need a decentralized version. I don't want to be part of this. And I don't know. It's just wild, man. That's why you got to keep an eye on these things. It's why it's always good to tune in to bad news. Sometimes it's good news. Sometimes it's bad news. But you want to be updated to see what's going on. This is one of the biggest pieces of news I think we've ever talked about.
Yeah, I mean, it is news. And Kiyosaki says, the reason I endorse Bitcoin is just for one freaking reason. You're not part of the system.
Yeah.
And that that goes to right what you were saying there, Mr. Travis, right?
Yeah.
Here's a new announcement, by the way. If you get our newsletter, and hopefully you do, if you don't, badco.in/newsletter, you saw the announcement that we added three new speakers to Virtual Blockchain Week. Akon, the rapper and humanitarian. Don Tapscott, who has been a leading voice in blockchain for a long time and will be on this show soonly. And Mr. Justin Sun, who is the topic of this article on Cointelegraph, sir.
Yeah, so we've mentioned this in the past few episodes of Bad News, but Justin Sun, you know, and you know, they acquired Steam, and that just created a whole lot of problems. Well, he's being accused of bribing his way to the top of the Steam hierarchy. And, you know, one of the major stakeholders of Steam, Dan Hensley, accused Justin Sun of attempting to bribe him with money, power, and users. And that's not a good look. And so they were
using. If true.
Yeah.
We don't know. We did not bribe him to be on Bad Crypto or to be on in Virtual Blockchain Week. We just asked.
Yep. And here's the quote that Hensley said. Justin was losing the voting war halfway through and started offering people $2,500 each month to run a witness note for him on Steam. I own a dApp called ThreeSpeak that was on Steam. He offered us money, power, and users, is what they said.
Hmm. Well, I have no reason to doubt this, but this is a pretty long story here. I recommend, if you guys are interested in this, go to the show notes and follow this link.
There's Telegraph article. Yep.
A lot of drama llama here on this. And we're looking forward to seeing what Justin has to say. By the way, when we were talking with the team at Tron, we discovered something we did not know. And that is that DLive, one of the platforms we're going to be streaming to, that's the decentralized live streaming platform that PewDiePie uses from time to time. Mm-hmm. They're actually owned by Tron.
Yeah. Hey, you know, also, folks, I want to share this next article here also on Cointelegraph. Now, with this whole coronavirus COVID-19 thing going on, you know, you got to be there's a lot of people out there that are doing some shady things and trying to scam people. Now, I don't know about you, Mr. Joe Kahn. I know you normally have a lot of fake Instagram accounts popping up regularly and
all the time.
Yeah, I've been getting multiple fake accounts pop up around me. So the only one I am on Instagram is TEEDUBYAW. That's my only Instagram account. I don't have any others that use my photos. So if you see any photos of me, you know, that's not me. I'm not offering you Bitcoin. I'm not offering you any deal. And Joel Kahn, his only account is at Joel Kahn.
And it's verified. So like all my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook are all verified. And if you see anything coming from account that you know, if you know that person has a verified account and you see it from another, instant fake, instant BSery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just report those if you find those out there. But this is something you got to be aware of. Now, according to an FBI press release on April 13th, the number of scams related to crypto are increasing during this COVID-19 pandemic. So they expect a rise. They're seeing an increase in them and crypto-related fraud schemes. Be diligent out there, folks. I mean, do your research on it. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. We had somebody create a fake Bad Crypto podcast page on Facebook and then was commenting about how they're giving away like 800 Ethereum or something. Do you think Joel and I are giving away 800 Ethereum? And then what they were really smart about how they did it too, because then they did a post. It looked exactly like us. And then they had bot accounts saying, oh my God, wow, this actually worked. I sent 15 Ethereum and I got back 44 Ethereum. And they actually were showing screen caps of that. So if it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Yeah. So watch out for the scammers. And again, this article here by Turner Wright on Cointelegraph, crypto holders being targeted by COVID-19 scammers. There's an FBI warning. Be smart. Just, you know, be wise about this. Mm-hmm. And this article talks about how to spot fake charities and watching out for others. Yeah, that's such
good knowledge to have. Speaking of Wright, also in the news.
Speaking of scams?
Wait. Yeah, you said Turner Wright wrote it, and speaking of scam, both apply. Craig Wright must prove access to 1.1 million Bitcoin fortune by April 17th, which is today. What's going on with that?
Boy, I don't know. The case is today. A district court judge overruled his objections to providing case documents on the basis of attorney-client spousal privilege, and now he has to provide real evidence for holding his Bitcoin fortune. It's 11,000 documents, and this is going to be really interesting because there will be a verdict here. You know, you can't not provide the documents. He's got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the judge says provide these documents. Then he has to. And
if he has no access to those keys, then guess what? You're not Satoshi. And then we can all laugh at him and call him names and stuff. More than usual.
If he does provide proof, great. Then we'll know who mm-hmm. Satoshi is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One way or another, this is either the beginning or the end of Craig Wright. And, you know, my feelings won't be hurt if it's him. Mm-hmm. If you can actually prove that it's him, I don't know why so much pushback up till now in proving it, though.
Yeah, well, the weirdest thing to me is like if he was him, cool. If he is Satoshi, that's great. But why all the attitude and why all trying to, you know, badmouth other people? Just like prove that you're freaking Satoshi. If you're Satoshi, then freaking prove it. And if you're not, then but I don't have access to the keys. I'm blah blah blah.
Okay. Well, that's what, you know, Peter McCormick threw down the gauntlet. He bet $10,000 that Wright doesn't have access to that Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So, by the way, Peter McCormick will be speaking on his journeys in South America, what he discovered in Venezuela and Colombia, and so forth for Virtual Blockchain Week. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Craig Wright will not.
No, Craig Wright will not. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, speaking of scams, if you have a Zoom account, change your password. If you have a Zoom account, change your password. The story on Cointelegraph shows that nefarious parties are selling Zoom accounts into the far reaches of the internet, that is the darknet and hacking forums. Apparently, there's 500,000 user accounts that had been leaked and that they are selling to other people, and sometimes they're actually giving them away.
Which is interesting. So you can, just bomb people, jump into their Zoom and be like, hey, check out my balls, and then go bomb somebody else. Like, I don't understand. That's what they're doing. Like, it's weird. It's just like weird, inappropriate. And especially with all these schools using Zoom, I mean, it is crazy. So there's some nefarious hackers out there just doing bad stuff.
Check out my balls.
Quote.
This is just another reason for decentralization and the security that blockchain can bring. It's crazy, Mr. Travis, right?
Sorry, it's life.
How about China? What's happening with China, Travis?
Mm-hmm. Well, China, you know, we've talked about in the past, they've been trying to open up and create their own digital yuan. And it looks like that they have this plan to power global blockchain adoption. So they want blockchain. And, you know, it's part of their grand strategy to lead digital transformation of the world economy. They want to lead the world economy. Now, here's one thing. It's not a conspiracy. Because I've been to China. I've worked with Huawei and the phones, and you know, we've sat down and I've asked questions of the CEOs there and stuff. What's interesting is that just Huawei in particular, they have a 25-year plan, right? Which is interesting to me. And I was like, wow, that's really wild. And they have three CEOs that rotate every 6 months, and it's a really interesting system. It's sort of like how you would build a capitalist system in a communist nation is kind of how they structured it. But it's interesting because it kind of keeps everybody on the ball. But what was really interesting is what they said to me was that, yeah, Huawei has a 25-year plan. Most American companies have a 3-month quarterly plan. And at most, America has a 4-year plan because we have a new president every 4 years. So maybe we have a 4-year plan. And especially when then you have the other party fighting that party. And then it's just crazy. So we really don't have a plan. But China, as a country, has a 500-year plan. Mm-hmm. They have goals out for 500 years. They have their society is over 5,000 years old. So for them to visualize 500 years, that's just like 1/10 of their total existence. But they have a 500-year plan. That's why they're going to succeed over everyone else. I think when it's all said and done, when the global economy, when they're putting their pinch on everyone, they have a big plan. Everybody else really doesn't.
Edith Young is a managing partner at Proof of Capital. It's a capital firm with a focus on blockchain. She says China has the ambition to be the technology leader in the world, and I think they might have enough technology chops to pull this off, at least within the blockchain industry. And get this, Travis. She says China files the most blockchain patents in the world, and they've got the most important infrastructure companies on board, banks, telecom, and internet giants. So they're putting their money where their mouth is, and we need to be watching China.
And in America, we basically say, oh, wait, we got to sue you because you sold something to someone who doesn't have $1 million. And so we think you're invalid. And so America's very litigious and we're losing our innovation edge. And as China is going through and using blockchain and patenting all these blockchain things to become the world power in the future. And here we are twiddling our thumbs and mad at people because they didn't have $1 million. And so you couldn't buy any of these quote unquote security things. It's just, I mean, we're creating a catastrophe.
I'm not twiddling or whittling or diddling. I'm not. No,
I saw you diddle.
None of the lings. I did put some chips in me though. Also on that side of the world in Asia, the US government basically is issuing an advisory against North Korea. They're saying it's vital for the international community, network defenders, and the public to stay vigilant and to work together to mitigate the cyber threat posed by North Korea. I guess there's a lot of ransomware, crypto jacking, and hacking that is coming out of the northern part of Korea, and that's bad mojo.
Crypto jacking and hacking, taking away my stats that I'm stacking.
Oh, snap. Travis Wright sliding into a new career as a pseudo rapper.
Yeah, well, I was almost Willy Wonka-ish.
That was Willy Wonka. Hey, Travis, you know, we've talked about the HTC blockchain phone before, and now this news is that it's called the Exodus blockchain phone, and they're going to make it so that you can mine crypto on the phone.
Mm. You know, I much prefer that over having a chip.
Right. Well, Monero, first of all, it's a privacy coin that you can use. There's an app. It's called D-Miner app. Mm-hmm. And on the Exodus 1S model, it allows users to mine XMR. And you can earn up to 0.0038 cents in Monero daily.
So, boom. Like a third of a penny.
Yeah, it's going to take you a while to, to mine anything significant, but it's, you know,
it's going to take you roughly 37 years to pay off your phone. No, it's going to take you 37 years to get one Monero.
But that's at the current price of $52 a Monero. So let's say Monero goes back. I mean, wasn't it at several hundred dollars?
At one point,
mining is all about the future value. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like the coin mine one that you and I have, although I have bequeathed mine to my son. He is now using the coin mine one to mine in 5 months we had it. I think I mined about a million Satoshis, mm-hmm. Which sounds like a lot, but it was about, $70 in Ethereum.
Right. Great stuff. Well, I mean, this is interesting, and that's one thing. HTC is based out of Taiwan. And they're contentious with China all the time, right? So it's like, I would almost think that an HTC phone might be maybe a decent phone. But the fact is that you get to mine crypto too. That's just kind of a cool extra perk.
Well, no matter what phone you've got, you can download the eToro app. Ooh, smooth.
Oh, that was so smooth. Right? Smooth operator.
Right? Traders can build a diversified portfolio with 14 of the most popular coins for more than a decade. That's 10 years for those of you that might live in a place where you don't know what a decade is. eToro has been a leader in the global fintech revolution. They are the world's leading social network for trading with millions of registered users and a full array of innovative trading and investment tools, including copy trading, $0 commission fees, social trading, instantly being able to know your profit and loss by total portfolio or individual assets, and most of all, no hidden fees, low spreads, and zero commissions. Go to badco.in/eToro. Whether you are on Android, iOS, or on your PC or Mac, and try it out today.
Try it out. Check it out. Hey, now, Mr. Joe Kahn, here's another little piece of information here from our good friends at Decrypt.co. So coronavirus is driving some education onto the blockchain. So while, we noticed that, my kids, my son's a senior in high school. He's got no prom. Graduation's being pushed back. They're all doing online learning stuff. Some of them are using Zoom. The school took Google Hangouts off of their computers because the kids were talking to each other in the evening times. But why would they take that off? I don't know. Just the education system is a little screwy. And think of these really big universities who have these huge cash storages. Like some of them have $4 or $5 billion. I know Harvard's got billions and billions, and Texas has, the University of Texas has billions and billions. And it's just interesting how it's almost like they're like a hedge fund or something, because they're not utilizing the stashes of billions to help their students or help, and they're laying off lots of employees. But blockchain is a potential solution here for online learning and connecting instructors and pupils through online video chats. And one university in Japan has conducted its graduation ceremony using telepresence robots. So there's some stuff that's going on here in the educational space using blockchain. And that's interesting.
Yeah, this guy here from Open University says, if we were reinventing the Open University today, blockchain would be a good fit because it's decentralized. It's really going to be interesting to see what happens on the other side of all this, Travis, as more events become virtual, more learning becomes virtual. And, as parents, if we were raising kids now, we were used to sending them off to school during the day, and now they've been with us, because school's been canceled, and we're teaching them, you start to wonder, what's the point other than a glorified, babysitter for the actual couple hours of real education they get in school for a whole day of being there? Is there a better way? And by the way, I'm not slighting the good teachers that are out there, because there's some really amazing teachers, but there's also a lot of them that aren't amazing. They're just, phoning it in to get their paycheck, and they're not doing our children service.
Well, think of it like this too, is that one way that blockchain can really help is to verify that they've graduated or they got those certificates, because how many people on LinkedIn say things that maybe aren't true? So if you start getting into and verifying and doing some of that stuff, I think that's really interesting. I also think, quite frankly, you know, teachers are vastly underpaid, right? And so what happens is the great teachers, they end up going and doing other stuff aside from teaching. And, you know, because the regular teachers there, like they're not making a whole lot of money. So maybe their spouse or their partner is the breadwinner potentially. But, you know, it takes a special person, I think, to be a teacher and willing to take less. I think a lot of other countries have it figured out. I think Norway, they pay their teachers more than anything, and they have a great education system. The Scandinavian education systems are great, and they pay their teachers more. We value Department of Defense and spending billions and billions and billions on war and less on teaching the future generation. So I think that, you know, some of this stuff's going to change over time.
Billions and billions and billions. Travis, we had the opportunity to interview Mr. John McAfee for the fourth time, and that's going to be coming out in episode number 400. This is 396, so it's coming out really soon. And we also recently interviewed Adam Kokesh, who was running for president of Libertarian Party. Now, I don't have the full announcement here, but I know the two of them did a live stream together this week. And I believe that if one of them doesn't win the nomination, then the other will become their vice presidential candidate. So they might end up running together.
But yeah, it sounds very interesting. And
the Libertarian Party votes separate.
Right.
Mainstream Republican, Democrat, you basically are voting for your president, and the vice president comes along with him. You know, he's like just dragging him in tow there. Hey, you're with me. But the libertarians handle that differently.
Well, they were going to go against you because Adam Kokesh was running for president. And so instead they said, well, quite frankly, neither one of them will win, because that's just the way the two-party system is set up. They're not even going to be able to participate in any debates, but both of them together is stronger than each one of them by themselves. But one of the quotes, it's actually the headline of the article, is no one knows what will happen with fiat or crypto. Buy peanut butter, says McAfee. I can attest, I love a good spoonful of peanut butter.
I do not. I am not a peanut butter fan, so you can have mine. I do like peanuts, though, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a very strange palate for a grown-ass man.
McAfee was on the podcast. You leave my palate alone.
The guy does not like shrimp or seafood, my friends.
Yeah, so what? A lot of people don't like seafood. Yeah,
no, it's delicious.
Hey, all my seafood haters out there, can I get a ooh-yah? Yeah.
Yeah, there's like three people out of like 100,000.
I'm unique. I'm special. I've seen Travis put down shrimp too. He loves
me some shrimp. That's why I can't understand how somebody would dislike it.
Actually, out of all the seafood out there, shrimp is the only one I would eat. The rest of it that I don't like.
God, I love shrimp. I'm gonna actually, matter of fact, after this, I'm gonna make me some shrimp.
You gonna have some shrimp? You gonna put some shrimp chips in you? So anyway, McAfee was on a podcast that this article is calling a left-wing podcast. And basically, he was asked about cryptocurrencies. And he said, buy food and water, nothing else matters. I do not know, neither do you, neither does anybody know what's going to happen to cryptocurrency or fiat currency. All I know is the world is collapsing, and it will absolutely collapse. Food keeps you alive if you have enough. Peanut butter, raisins, and bread, you can live on that for years.
That's true. That's true. Luckily, I have a lot of fat around my belly, and I know how to fast. So it's like I've can fast up to 2 weeks at a time if I need to. So if I've done it multiple times, and so now I got some, because then your body starts burning those ketones, and your body loves so basically I got all this food just sitting right here, just waiting to be converted into energy. So I think I'm good.
There you go.
Especially, I think I've gained about COVID-19 pounds so far.
COVID-19 pounds. Yeah. People are posting on Facebook, how much weight if you put it? Shut up.
Yeah.
Seriously. enough with that.
Well, I almost need a man bra.
We have another announcement for Virtual Blockchain Week. We have partnered with Adam Charles of the Blockchain Influencer Awards. This is the third annual Blockchain Influencer Awards, and it's going to be on the Saturday night, May 2nd, to close out Virtual Blockchain Week. And Mr. Travis Wright, we are nominated in the category of Best Podcast. We had nothing to do with that nomination. The fans nominate.
Yeah, so what happened was I think Adam sent out an email to 3,000 of these influencers or so, and then those influencers then shot out email messages about, hey, nominate, you know, nominate your favorite people in all these different categories. He got all these nominees back, and we were on there last year. We did not win because Bad Crypto voters did not show up in droves, but that's okay. It really does.
Well, maybe this year, guys, go to blockchaininfluencerawards.com, and the third category you'll see after Best YouTuber and Best Twitter Feed is Best Podcast. Click vote. You'll see we're up against some great podcasts there. Crypto 101, Tales from the Crypto, The Gentleman of Crypto, and Untold Stories with Charlie Shrem, which we will be recording with him for his show next week, Mr. Travis, right? And
very nice.
Great podcaster, but we're in there as well. And when you go to vote, it takes you through all of the different categories. So we would appreciate it if you deem us worthy for winning Best Podcast and Blockchain Influencer Awards, that you would take a moment and go vote there, blockchaininfluencerawards.com.
Yeah. Also, just as an aside, so we've had Alize Sam on the show a couple times, or at least once. And when we chat with her quite regularly, she's going to be one of the speakers at the event. She asked us, she said, hey, can I help organize an after party for this thing? And we're like, well, yeah, that's the spirit of Blockchain Week. And so she's been reaching out to like some old school 80s rappers and 90s rappers and some other people. There's going to be some karaoke apparently going to be going on. We're not organizing this. She's putting this thing together. But like, apparently the dude from Snap, I've Got the Power. That guy's, I've got the power. Like the crack of the whip, I snap attack front to back in this thing called rap. Booming like the heavy line, pulling on the heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Like that guy, he's going to be there apparently. Really?
Is this going to be the Friday or Saturday night?
I think it's a Friday night thing.
All right.
And I'm not sure what date it is, but I think it's Friday. And then also she mentioned one of the guys from Bone Thugs and Harmony is going to be on there too. And then like we got to talk to Akon. Maybe he can jump on. He's not verified on that yet. But I got a buddy of mine who's like really good friends with Vanilla Ice. And I asked him, I said, hey, is there any way that we could maybe talk to Vanilla to see if he could come on?
He would stop, collaborate, and listen?
Yeah, do some karaoke with us or something. Oh, my God, that would be so hilarious.
And freaking tastic.
So we'll see. That's all part of the whole deal. This thing is taking on a life of its own, folks.
Experience, by the way. That is not going to be for everybody. You'll be able to watch the stream, but if you want to come into the actual party itself, go get your ticket for virtualblockchainweek.com. The first wave of VIP tickets are almost gone. Then the price is going to go up. There's no reason to wait. Virtualblockchainweek.com. Get signed up and registered today. And thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you always for tuning in. And, you know, because we're always trying to bring you the best news and commentary about what we think. And you know what? Do your own research on this stuff, right? We're not telling you the way it is. We're telling you how we see it. We see the news the way it is. But you got to go out there and do your own research and figure things out on your own, because you don't want to be a sheep out there when there's a whole bunch of wolves waiting for you. You got to figure out what's going on and then make your own planning.
Don't be a cat either.
Yeah, that is the worst sheep I've ever heard.
But stay bad.
And stay home.
Who's bad?
The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor.